Additional federal dollars are coming to West Virginia to help combat the state's opioid epidemic. The announcement of the award from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services was used to mark National Overdose Awareness Day. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will award $53 million to 44 states, 4 tribes, and the District of Columbia. The money will help ensure healthcare professionals have the right tools and training to avoid overprescribing opioids and to educate their patients about the risks. It will also expand access to naloxone for first responders, a drug that can reverse the effects of an overdose. And the funds will also support treatment facilities. On the call, Huntington Mayor Steve Williams said just last week, 26 people overdosed in his city within a 24-hour period. 2 of those 26 died. And Williams says access to care is a major problem.
In West Virginia alone, we only have 28 detox beds in the entire state of West Virginia. 8 detox beds just in my home county, in Cabell County, West Virginia. That one evening when we had 26 overdoses, we didn't have enough beds available in the entire state if every person had come and said, I want help.
Williams and officials from HSS are hopeful Congress will sign off on President Obama's proposal to allocate an additional $1.1 billion toward combating the nation's drug epidemic. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Liz McCormick.